In Somalia on Sunday, violent attacks by Islamic militants left 35 people dead. Laura Yirachi has more.
A terrorist group with links to Al-Qaeda conducted two attacks in the Somali capital Mogadishu yesterday, killing more than 30 people. The Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility. Mogadishu's police chief, Mohamed Dahir, described the attacks as a calamity and the attackers as people who don't want peace and are used to killing Muslims. The first attack, which included car bombs and suicide bombers, was on the Supreme Court complex. Nine gunmen stormed the courthouse, killing Somali troops and taking officials hostage. The hostages were freed by other Somali troops who killed the gunmen. A few hours later, a car bomb was detonated near the airport. Police officer Abdi Fatah Kanjex told reporters the second attack was targeted at Turkish vehicles. Two Turkish aid workers died, along with two passersby. Somali authorities fear the death toll may rise as dozens were critically injured. Al-Shabaab once controlled most of Mogadishu. While the group was pushed out of the city, it continues to stage attacks on the city. Yesterday's attack was its most violent in the past 2 years. I'm Laura Yirachi.